All right, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast, the only podcast that is standing by the fact that Friday After Next is a Christmas movie. I am your host, the hood rat with the heart of gold himself, Cortez Washington, and I'm joined by a special guest. This person is a self-proclaimed RPG fanatic. I mean, I've seen a lot of their streams. They are RPG fanatic. You can catch them on Twitch Tuesday through Friday, as well as on YouTube. Please show some love to I'm Just Key.
Hey, what is Gucci in the booty, everybody? Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Gucci in the booty. Okay, I got to
put that. That's my thing.
I got to put that in a something. Do you got merch with that on there?
I don't. I did, but I took down my merch store.
Okay.
So it's kind of like exclusive now because I got this like channel point reward where if you come in first, like the person that has the most firsts, a good friend of mine, shout out to KJ2294, he made this like kind of program. I don't know. He programmed it. He coded it himself. But when you redeem first, it logs who redeems it the most. And at the end of the month, whoever redeemed it the most, I send them some merch.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that's smart as fuck because it makes people pop in early while I'm doing my thing. Yeah, all the time. Ooh, that's smooth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I seen another thing this dude did. I saved it on Twitter. He was one of his like redeem of like the points was that if you redeem it, he'll do a TikTok video. And not only will it do like as soon as somebody redeems it, it just automatically turns into a TikTok feed. And so not only does it record it while you're doing it, but it also uploads it to TikTok right after you're done. Yeah, I think so.
Dude's crazy. He's a wizard with stream. That's what I use, StreamerBot. I love StreamerBot. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, man. I was blown. I was like, damn, man. I'm out here. Yeah. He playing 4D chess out here. But yeah, man. Appreciate you on the show, man. Always ask this guest this. What is your first game in memory? So, like, what's the first game you played where you were like, oh, yeah, this is going to be like a lifetime hobby or something I'm definitely going to be getting into for a long time?
I'm just like, yeah, I'm playing video games. You know what?
Yeah.
First of all, I have a terrible memory, but what I will say is that it was going to be something regardless because, look, there's six kids in my family, right? Four of them are girls. I have four sisters, and it's just me and my younger brother. And we were just raised by my mom. Mm-hmm. So it was just five women running around the house acting crazy. So what I did, me and my brother did, we locked ourselves in the room and we just played video games. Like that was just our thing. That's just what we did.
Yeah.
We just stayed in the room, play video games. And so the first game that I can recall playing way back was like, it was like a Mario Kart game on the Nintendo. Legit, it was this karate game. Mm. It was like on the Nintendo and it was like some karate game. That's what just me and my brother did. We just hung out in the room and just played video games all day and kept our head down.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. It sounded like it was a unified front and y'all was just kind of like having to get whatever you could get in at the time between your sisters and your mom and them. That's what it sounds like to me. Because I know people that one of my good friends, he said he got three sisters too, and it would be like that. But I also got a little god sister. She got five brothers, so it was the opposite for her. So it was hard for her to get anything in because fooling with them. So it was the inverse too. So it was like I've heard of all those too. Yeah. So it's funny. It's just funny hearing both sides being like, "Dog, we just had to bunker down. That's all it was."
You know, it'd be a war zone. It'd really be a war zone. You just die. I'm gonna just keep my head low. This is crazy.
Oh man. So I just want to ask you, like, what's your origin story? You know, like, what got you into streaming, and more specifically, what got you into really being heavy into like the old school RPGs as well? But first is like the first, what got you into streaming? How'd you get on this pathway being a content creator? And then the follow-up is like, what made you pivot to being like more focused on the RPG aspect?
Okay, so cool. Actually, I really 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 love talking content creation. It's my life passion. But so I never knew what I wanted to do But the only thing I knew in my life, because I'm lazy, but like the only thing I knew is that I did not want to work like a job. I couldn't see myself doing any type of regular job, no type of 9 to 5 at all. And that's all I said. I was like, I just don't want to work a job. I don't know. So growing up, I tried so many things. I tried skateboarding, and then some show called Scarred came out where dudes was like breaking bones. And I was like, all right, pass. I've never broken a bone in my body still to this day.
Okay.
And then I tried basketball, tried out for my middle school team, and I couldn't lay. I still can't lay up. I ain't going to lie. I still can't lay up.
So I
make the middle school team. Look, man, it doesn't, the math don't make, you start with the left and end with the right or something. Like, it don't add up. I don't know. I can't do it.
Okay.
And so, past, I couldn't do basketball either. So then, like, years go on, and I start watching, I move out, I'm on my own now, and I start watching, I start doing waves. I start getting waves in my hair. And I start watching a bunch of wave videos, and now I'm, like, living with roommates and stuff, and I'm watching these videos all the time. And then I'm like, yo, I kind of want to make a video. Like, I just I want to record my journey as a waver, trying to get the best waves that I can, starting from nothing. And one day when my roommates leave, I make my first video in the bath. It's still up. It's horrible. I was using a camera where I can't see myself. It's terrible. Okay. So recorded that video, I uploaded it, and I'm like getting, this is back in 2012, I think, something like early YouTube days. Yeah. So people like viewing it, they're commenting. I'm like, oh my goodness, wait, this is dope. So I keep that up for a little bit, and then I switch over to sneakers. And when I switch over to sneakers, I get more comfortable with creating content. And I just realized that, see, I don't want to be looked, I do stream full time, but I don't want to be looked at as a streamer. I want to be looked at as a content creator, an entertainer, because I just like creating content that entertains people and brings people happiness, whether it be through streaming or it be through creating YouTube videos, TikTok shorts, whatever it is. So yeah, it started there with wave videos, and then I moved on to sneakers. And I did sneakers for like, I want to say like 2 years, and then tragedy struck, and YouTube terminated my channel.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was actually the worst timing. I'll never forget. Right when Pokemon Go came out, I just got back, because my channel was at somewhere around like 6,000 subscribers, something like that. And I had flown out to California. One of my buddies, shout out to Bobby Machiavelli, invited me out to be his hype man, because he was doing a show opening up for Waka Flocka.
Oh.
So I was his hype. I didn't know what I was doing. I just got like super drunk, got on the stage and was like being his hype man. So I came back. I was in the middle of filming a parody kind of video of Pokemon Go. And then I got an email, back-to-back emails, basically telling me that a video that I had put out a year ago is violating the new terms of service, and my channel got terminated immediately.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, God.
Yeah. So my channel was gone for 3 years. After rigorously like emailing them, I finally got it back 3 years later, but it was pretty dead by then. My life was completely different by then. And then the pandemic happened, and that's when I got into streaming. I started a podcast with some friends. We did that for like a year. And then in 2021, January 2021, is when I started my own stream. And I've been streaming ever since.
Yeah. Nice. Man, that's a roller coaster of a journey.
And dude, it's been crazy. I've only been streaming for 2 years, almost three now. Almost 2 years. But I've been making content for like 9 years.
So you've been in like it's great to hear you've been in like the internet space, you know, doing the trial, going through the trial and error of like figuring out where your pathway was and what things work for you and what was best for your, not necessarily like what's the best, like what's the best avenue for you, but like what's the best way to get to convey or express your artistic view and your creativity through this specific medium. And mm-hmm. it's great to hear that, like, it's great to hear that you've been able to bounce back. Cause like, I mean, you got like what, almost 5K people on Twitch now, which is amazing, you know, yeah. to bounce back from after having your YouTube channel banned, taken yes. down, you know, like, and that's, dang. And I feel like that's more painful than like, you know, I've talked to folks from, who were on Mixer who got all their shit dropped, you know? And I feel mm-hmm. like that's more, I mean, they found out through a tweet, which fucking sucks, regardless. that it still sucks. Like, they found out through a tweet. But, like, I feel like that hurts less because all the people on Mixer are gone in comparison to just you from something a year ago.
Yeah.
That you ain't even think about that shit no more. And
gone,
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And
the context of the video, dude, was literally, I went to a Dunkin' Donuts and I forgot my card. And some nice lady behind me paid for me. So I was like, oh dang. So yeah. then I went home later that day. I went to Burger King and I paid for the person behind me. So then I told the story about that. Like, yo, pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Nice things go in circles. And, you know, the next year that video got flagged for spam, scam, and solicitation.
Yeah. They said, hey, yo, that pay it forward shit. Nah, dog.
Yeah, nah, we ain't for that.
No. You're soliciting. You're trying to sell something. And therefore, no, dog, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Wow. Yeah. Also, shout out to you for being a wave content creator. Because I know there's some OGs out there. I know 360 Wave Process.
Yep. Yeah. So my original name was 360 Key.
Okay.
Because yeah. I was a big fan of 360 Jeezy.
Oh, 360 Jeezy.
Yeah, that was my dude.
Man.
Actually, you know what? Fun fact. I when I started doing sneaker stuff, because when you do sneaker stuff, it, like clothing and stuff is involved. Yeah. And there used to be a company called Karma Loop. I don't know if a lot of people really know Karma Loop.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like a Karma Loop like part. I don't know. I don't even know. Like, I just wanted people to use my code so I can rack up points and get some free clothes, basically. Mm-hmm. So I actually, dude, I'm a big networker. Okay. Like, I am major into growing, networking, talking to, making friends, rubbing elbows, shaking hands with as many people as I can. And so I have no problem reaching out or talking to anybody. And I actually paid Jeezy to have a commercial. He did a little video for me. I sent him some stuff and he made me a Karma Loop video promoting my link, my name.
Ooh, that's what's up, man. Shout out to 360 Jeezy, man. One of the OG's content creators. Worst beats of all time. God damn, boy. Them beats fucking suck on your videos, dog. Come on, man. I know that's your brother, but damn, nigga. Shit.
Look, man. That's his own. That's his lane.
Hey, I mean, also, art is subjective. Some people probably think that shit fire, but personally for me, god damn, boy, them the worst fucking beats I ever hear. I be trying to watch him do those full haircuts and shit, and I be like, man, I'm gonna watch this, and then some come on, they be like, I'm like, god damn, let me mute this shit. You know what? One thing before we get back to the gaming shit, one thing that I want to make is, like, you know how they got like the live stream loop of like lo-fi music? I want to do that, but with like people cutting hair. So just like a lo-fi YouTube channel of just random, like 360 Jeezy, all those folks who just be cutting hair and just take out all the audio and just have like lo-fi music playing in the background.
Yo, I would random. I have dreads and I watch people. I watch like haircut videos.
Me too.
And stuff all
me too.
The time.
I got locks too.
I don't know why. It is so interesting to me. I'm like, oh yeah, that's when you fade. Okay. So you want to do a three guard and then go up. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you want to flick up? Okay. Yeah. Then you hit the half.
The flick.
You open it.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, okay. So before we turn into a haircut podcast.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know how I got into RPGs, right?
Yeah, specifically like the OG. Because I see you be playing the OGs like Chrono Trigger and all those joints, man.
So basically what happened was I love RPGs. I've been playing, technically the first RPG I ever played was Mystic Quest, but like, okay. I was so young. Uh-huh. I didn't really know what I was doing, know what was going on. So I really tell people that the first one I ever played was Final Fantasy IX.
Okay.
And then from there, like, I've played a lot. I've also haven't played a lot. Mm-hmm. But I've played a lot, but I've never beaten them, you know?
Mm.
So now in a world where, or in a realm where it's a lot of samey, like, no offense to anybody, any other content creator out there, I just go off of base what I see and I try to make my own lane. And I did the same thing when I was doing sneakers. It's a lot of same stuff. So I switched it up and I made it my own. And that's how I was able to grow. I was like doing skits and stuff like that in my sneaker videos. And at that time, that was very different. And so I was like, okay, the very first game I ever streamed was Call of Duty, but that was like a test stream to make sure everything was running good, the sound.
And then after that,
the first game that I played officially was Lost Odyssey.
Ooh, okay.
And I had never beaten that game. And I was like, all right, I don't beat games off stream. I'm like a squirrel. Like, every time a new shiny toy comes out, ooh, okay, I'm playing that. I'll spam this game too. Ooh, okay, I'm playing that, you know?
Yeah, especially with the deals. If I can get a game for $6, oh, I'm copping it and I'm playing.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, 15 oh, hours.
This is on sale? All right, let me play this. I give it like an hour and then a new shiny toy comes out. So with streaming, it keeps me honest because I play the same game every single day until I beat it. And then I move on to the next game. Now, my quote unquote niche is the I play games I don't beat. Like, that's all. I never play games that I have beaten already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I play all these retro games, because one, I love RPGs, and there's a lot that I missed out on. Either A, I didn't beat it, or B, I just simply never played it. I played and beat Chrono Trigger for the first time last year. Played and beat Final Fantasy VII for the first time last year. Mm. Played and beat Final Fantasy VI, Chrono Cross, like a bunch of gems that people love and adored growing up. I've never experienced it. Literally right now, I'm playing Legend of Dragoon for the first time.
Okay.
So
nice.
That's how I got that. And that's what's helped me grow.
Yeah. And that's dope. Cause it is like you found your own path, and it's you being authentic to what you wanted to do and not just trying to jump on a bandwagon. And not to say like people, and I'd say like people that be like, oh, we playing a new Call of Duty, we playing a new Overwatch and stuff. Not to say like people that do that ain't good. Like, they are good, but it's like, but they also have their own personality and things like that. And that's how people stand out in comparison to some of the people that just fall off. And like, not to say fall off, but like are still creating and like are doing it seriously, but they can't really kind of break through that ceiling or that cap because they aren't giving something new or giving a little extra to it and making their own little individual like aspect, being fresh, you know, add a little spin on it. Because I mean, you ain't trying to, you can't reinvent the wheel. You just got to add a new accessory that people haven't thought of to be with the wheel. So it's
absolutely. Yeah. It's a big sea of other streamers out there, or content creators in general. So you got to find a way to just stick out, be that fish that glows in that water, because otherwise you're just gonna get lost.
Yeah, you're gonna get lost. Oh man. So what are some games you playing right now that you would that you're playing like on, like off stream right now? There's some things that you aren't streaming. Like, do you have any games you play off stream that you like just been enjoying and kicking back with?
I am a major Call of Duty fan.
Okay.
I am a Call of Duty. I've owned every Call of Duty since Modern Warfare 2. Call of Duty was the first online game I've ever played in my life.
Okay.
And so right now off stream, I'm playing Modern Warfare 2.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that new Pokemon is going crazy. That game is, I'm not like a Pokemon connoisseur or anything like that. I've only played Red, Fire Red, and Sword Shield. But this one is like the best one I've ever played. It's so good and so fun. So I'm literally splitting my time between Call of Duty and Pokemon right now.
Oh, that's what's up. That's smooth. Yeah. That new Call of Duty, I mean, not the Call of Duty, but the new Pokemon does look really dope, because it seems like they finally are listening and be like, okay, we're gonna listen to y'all and do what we should have been doing rather than just taking your money and running off.
Yo,
the same game.
they say Call of Duty's copy paste. Look at Pokemon, man. That game is.
Yo, for real, for real, for real, for real, for real. And like, and it's good to see that because they. Because I know people have been saying like, yo, this might be the last Pokemon I play. And that was like for like the last couple years. And now they're like, damn, okay, I'm back in it. So that's what's
yeah.
up. That's
what's I do feel like this game will definitely pull a lot of people out of Pokemon retirement. It's just that good. Like the fact that you can mob out with three of your other friends. And it's so dope because like I can go, like we can link up. I can go and do some like main story. You can go and like catch some items and you're like, yo, you want to do this raid? Yeah, let's link up, do this raid. And boom, you can, I can be in the middle of a battle and you can just watch me battle as you're running around getting items. It's just so dope. They did very well with this one.
That's smooth. That's that. And it finally breaks that. And it sounds like it finally breaks that, like that barrier that was there, like playing with the homies and not just swapping stories. Cause you can't really swap stories the way you used to. Like it used to be like the Pokemon was like you swap stories over the lunch table or whatever or, mm-hmm. or in class. Or now it's like you're really there with each other and it's good to do that. So that's dope as hell, man. I love it.
Yeah. I'm vibing with it.
Yeah. What's a game you're looking forward to or some games you're looking forward to that's coming out soon within the next year or so?
Let me see. We got I'm kind of excited for Final Fantasy 16.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really like, I don't know, that battle system, all my homies calling it like Final Fantasy May Cry because the battle system is like heavy Devil May Cry. And the fact that I don't control the summons, or you can't just like summon when you want. It looks like, I don't know, it looks like the summons are like scripted. And then on top of that, I'm not a fan of like war and politics in my video games. Like I rather just have a story about the characters, not about like who's sitting in daddy's chair. I don't care.
But
it's still like, it's Final Fantasy, so I'm still like interested in it to see what's going on with that. There's another game, an indie game RPG coming out called Sea of Stars. That's coming out for the Switch. I'm super excited about that. It looks so good. They tried to pay homage to like Chrono Trigger and just like the old school retro games. And there's like a timing based combat system. Oh man, it's looking gorgeous.
Oh, it looked good. I'm looking at it right now. Damn.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Gorgeous. And I don't know when these games are coming out, but I'm a big fan of both the Wild Arms and Shadow Heart series.
Yeah.
And the devs behind both of those games got together and they did like a double Kickstarter for two new spiritual successors to those games. And one of them is called Armed Fantasia and the other one is called Penny Blood. And I shout out to my supporters, shout out to the community that helped me back both of those games, so I'm getting both of those games whenever they come out.
Dope. Yeah, man, hell yeah. Ooh, this look cold. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I love me my RPGs, man. I love them.
Yeah, there's something about them. And it's one of those things that, like, I feel like growing up, like, especially for me, I really wasn't exposed to too many RPGs growing up. Like, And then when I got older to the point where I could buy my own games or, like, even renting games, you know, like when you used to be able to rent games and stuff.
Oh, yeah, Blockbuster, Hollywood Video.
Yeah, man, I used to love renting like just random games and there'd be RPGs like that. And I think one of the first RPGs I actually rented was Kingdom Hearts. And it was and I was like, oh, this is dope. Cause it was different than anything else I've ever really played. And I was like, damn, I really fuck with this. And like now that I went back and speaking of you not playing beating games, I didn't beat it. I got to cause you had to fight Xehanort 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He whooped my ass first time, every time. Yeah. I had to take the game back. So I was like, fuck. And then like literally I didn't play that game for like 20, like actually like 10 more years, 15 more years, and then I beat it. And I was like, ooh, and I whooped his ass. It felt so good. And I beat Kingdom Hearts 2 though when I first got it, which was great. And then I didn't play 3 just because it's that's a different story. But
yeah, you ain't really. You can YouTube that game.
Yeah. And then if I YouTube it, I'm still going to be confused. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
Oh, man, you can be every single game in the whole series and still be confused. That story makes no sense. whatsoever.
But, yeah, man, I'm glad to. And it's weird, like, the one thing I've noticed about a lot of the RPGs coming out now is, like, a lot of them are trying to kind of copy Skyrim because Skyrim was the shit. But
oh,
it was.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
It was so, but then, like, I guess everybody just pivoted, and, like, now they're just doing whatever the fuck they want, which is beautiful, because, like, I'm so happy that's happening now, because it's been so much, so many, like, not even AAA, AA games, that, like, AA RPGs that's been coming out that I really, really love, and so yeah, I can't wait to see next year, too.
That's what I was saying, like, oh, my goodness, I don't know how I forgot Starfield. That's another one that I'm a big Bethesda guy fan. I love Bethesda mm-hmm. games, Fallout and Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying to a couple of my homies a couple of days ago, was just like I'm not a fly on the wall. I would love to be, but my assumption, my big guess is that when Skyrim came out, it... 11/11/11, that was a crazy day. Like, everywhere, yeah. There was the midnight releases were crazy. Someone named their kid like Skyrim or something like that. Now they got like a lifetime supply of Bethesda games.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's like the Bethesda games just changed a lot for a lot of people. Like, the amount of time you put in those games, the amount of freedom mm-hmm. you have, the controls. So, like, when I feel as though when other companies, specifically like RPGs, RPG mm-hmm. devs saw that, publishers saw that, they was like, yo, we need more open world games. We need more action battle systems in our RPGs. Mm-hmm. And now we've seen the shift from traditional turn-based, I attack, you attack, I attack, you attack, to now mm-hmm. it's more free roam. Now it's more, even Pokemon is doing it now. Like, it's gotten so big.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's a beautiful time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're getting close to the end of the episode, man. And this is where I let the guests give off some, you know, positive affirmations. So this is the time where I take a step back and you can step up, give off some positive affirmations, some good vibes, some good advice for the folks out there in the world. So, like I said, let me take my step back, let you step up to the podium and get off those positive vibes to the people.
Oh, yeah, man. One thing I do want to say is that just because one thing that you are working towards doesn't work out does not mean that it is over and it's the end. Like I said earlier, I tried to be a skateboarder. I tried to be a basketball player. I didn't mention this, but I tried to write comic books, and I also tried to make video games. I tried so many things before I found my true passion. And then once I found my true passion, I worked at it every single day, no matter what hill I came across. And I think that could be true for anybody else out there. As long as you have the drive and passion, as long as you don't give up and you just keep on striving for what you really want, no matter if you can only do it for 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 15, 20, whatever time that you can put towards it, whatever fits your life and your lifestyle, then take that time and put towards it, and you will see the fruits of your labor 100,000%. I believe that.
Absolutely, man. Damn. Hey, thank you so much for being on the show. Where can the people find you on the socials, and what can people expect when they tune into your content too?
Okay, so I'm super duper active on Twitter while it's still here.
Yeah, while it's still here.
You can find me on Twitter. I'm Just Key. I am JustKeyTTV. On Twitter and twitch.tv/ I'm Just Key. And when you come to my channel, dude, it's a lot of, expect a lot of distractions. There's a lot that goes on. Every stream is different from the last. It's just craziness. There's dancing. I got a lot of hidden menu items. It's just a wild time, but it's still the vibe of just like linking up with your homies, playing video games, and just like shooting the shit, talking trash, having a good time. But it's very inclusive. Everybody's included. Nobody's excluded, as long as you keep the vibes good.
Nice, nice, man. And if you want to find us, we are on all, well, not all social media. We are on Twitter at UBG Pod. We are on TikTok at UBG Pod, and we are Twitch streaming every other Friday at UBG Pod. And thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. And as always, be happy, drink some water, and keep gaming.